I've only been to one friend's wedding ever. And it was pretty fun. I like weddings. They're kind of fun.
Friends' weddings are great.
Yeah, your wedding must suck. I can't imagine. Because yeah, it's like being famous. Like, they just have to talk to everyone.
Yeah, you got
to
walk around and talk to everyone.
And like you get like 30 seconds with like some people you want to talk to more. It just looked like hell.
Oh, yeah. It's like...
Especially if you have like a bigger wedding.
Look, it's great getting married.
Of course. That's what you have to say.
It is a whole like...
Yeah.
You don't really get to enjoy your wedding.
No.
Sort of thing.
And then you got to fuck later and it's like, oh, we've eaten so much. We're drunk. Dude.
Yeah, drunk and eat so much and the rest.
And you're so done with like the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the last thing I want to do. Yeah, we've been together for years. I've had sex with you.
Yeah, yeah. You do it. You get it out of the way. Like, all right, we did it. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Marital fuck. Yeah. Neither of us came.
Yeah. We did it in the spa bar.
Oh, that's good. That's fun.
Yeah.
What, were you at like a hotel?
Yeah, we had like a hotel with like a nice
that's
spa
good.
Bar and a suite.
I mean, that's, for her, as unhygienic as it gets.
Yes.
She had some crazy straight water up. Inside her.
Straight
you
up.
Would have been fine.
Yeah, it was easy.
It was a fresh spa, wasn't it? Like, you could fill up the tub.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm picturing pool. No, no, okay.
Yeah, like in the courtyard.
No, that's what I pictured. The hotel. I was like, oh, Mitch is raunchy. Yeah, but no, that makes okay. That's
but
she's because mine, everyone.
I like how you corrected him. You're like, no, I was there. It was clean.
Yeah. But because it's like a hot spa bath as well, you sweat. It's like a sauna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Yeah,
you get out of the thing and you've got to shower again.
I've never had coitus in any water, so. Yeah.
Try it. Try it out.
I think it's good for you. The water fucks up the friction and it's like, it gets all up in there. It's not good.
Yeah. I can't even really do it
fill
in
her
the
up like a water balloon.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's allowed.
I can't even really do it. I can't even do it in the shower because I'm too big and she's little, like tall. It's I have to like feel like this.
Yeah.
And like I'm weak.
I've got exactly the opposite problem.
she's not that much bigger than you.
You need like one of those shower seats that old people have. You're standing on it.
She's got to pick Mitch up.
I've got platform shoes.
Doing that thing where she's sucking his dick.
I've got platform shoes just for fucking.
That's funny. Yeah.
I just saw a thing. Pornhub now has a... If you go to Pornhub and you just like go to enter the website, now it just comes up with a thing that says, are you older than 18? You don't have to put in any details.
Yeah.
You just press it. That's stopping some fucking weird kids. Like it's why have that at all? It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
I'm going to press no from now on.
I noticed they've only just recently started that. I use VPNs now to jack off.
Oh, I haven't looked at porn for ages, but I saw it on Reddit and then I went and checked myself.
It's a safe thing to say on a public podcast.
I'm trying to be off it because I just...
You haven't watched porn in a while. They only added that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Pulled out.
No, I saw it. I only found this out recently.
That's fun.
It's also funny how up to date you are.
Yeah. You know exactly
it's been out
how
for
long.
126 hours.
Yeah.
I like how you're trying to save your reputation by saying I saw it on Reddit. That's way worse.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Luke still actively uses Facebook. You're the only person I know who still has it.
No, I use it.
You still use it. This is the problem.
I don't use like I haven't posted since like 2017.
Yeah. No one's posted anymore. But even just like having it and like just it's a nightmare on there. It's all just like
it's the only way I get like any like news that because Reddit's insane.
You'll tell me about like prank videos and stuff. I'm like, where are you getting these?
Prank
like,
videos are fun. I like a good prank video.
2012. Where are we?
Marty and Michael or whatever their fucking names are. I enjoy that shit.
2018. You're just like, I can't believe they're still doing this. It's like a repost from fucking ages.
Yeah. Is,
he's
watching
Smosh. He's like, whoa.
Smosh. I just, because Instagram's, I get more annoyed on Instagram because it's like dumb people thinking their lives are interesting.
Yep.
At least I get like some news on Facebook, as ridiculous as it may be. Yeah. And Reddit's just insane. I can't do Reddit.
Oh, it's all just fucking.
It's either like death video, a butthole, or just like.
What are your subreddits?
The craziest takes.
Subscribe to it.
I don't use. That's why I don't use
it. / Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
That's what comes up.
Recommended for you.
Do you guys all use Reddit?
I'm a big Reddit guy.
You always send me Reddit
stuff. I use like subreddits. I won't just scroll like the main page, but I'll go into like niche things.
I've deleted the app and only use the Safari Reddit browser.
Oh my god!
Right,
it's restricted how much I use it because it's so shit on the web page that I can't go into. Because I'm not logged in, I'm not getting like all the niche kind of stuff I was on it. I was spending too much time on it, so now I just use the web page, and it's so clunky that I just don't use it anymore.
Man. Yeah, make it hard for yourself.
It's filtered. It's a little bit shittier. Yeah. It's a bit better.
Yeah. I'm just addicted to YouTube. I just watch. Yeah, and I just watch people game. That's 90%. Like if you open my YouTube thing, it'll be like top 10 best Dark Souls weapons. Like that'll be like the video that comes. Yeah,
pretty much.
Just watch people play WoW.
A big advocate for YouTube Premium. I have YouTube Premium. Sucks.
So do I.
The best.
Yeah,
it's the best thing I've ever got.
Straight up ad block.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you're on a computer, well, you got an ad block on your phone. Yeah. Oh, you got like a weird. You got like a Samsung, so that's all right. Yeah, Apple does not allow that.
That's some Chinese fucking bullshit.
It's a good camera, though.
Yeah, it is a good camera. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, that was a great shot. Right?
Yeah.
That'll be the screenshot for the episode.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Are we starting the podcast yet?
Yeah,
how are you, boys? Yeah. Welcome to How to Not Comedy, everybody, seeing you guys have neglected to do that part. We're your hosts for this evening. We've got Elliot and Luke, and our guests today, Ethan Bentley and Mitch Coyne.
That's Elliot and Luke. I'll be Mitch.
Yeah, you're Ethan.
We're bizarro world, you guys.
Yeah. which one are you? Are you Ethan?
I'm definitely Mitch. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Look at this.
Look, that's fair, I'll be Ethan.
Look at this dude. If I have glasses, we're the same.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit taller. They've stretched my proportions out a little bit. Yeah. That's the only difference.
That's true. It's like
we probably weigh the same.
If you had a word image and just did this, that you would be Mitch. Yeah,
pretty much.
How much you weigh?
Probably like 85.
Yeah, I'm definitely heavier.
Wow. You should have just lied to me, buddy. We could have been the same.
95, 98.
That's all right. Wow. Under the 100, that's all you got to be.
Yeah.
That's all we're going for.
It was $1.20 at one point.
Oh, fuck yeah.
$1.20?
Yeah, dude. When we went to Dubbo.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, for the comedy?
For the comedy.
I knew you then.
That was $1.20 Mitch.
I'm trying to... I feel like you've always looked like this to me. Which
but
probably hurts your self-esteem because you're like, I've lost so much weight.
No, yeah, like 30 kilos. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was jiu-jitsu.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm slowly putting them back on though.
It's just these.
Yeah.
Drink the light beers.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's the beers. I think it's the munchies.
Yeah. The munchies. No, it's definitely. And your metabolism slowing down as we get older.
Yeah, I've been fat since I was 20, so...
So can't blame the metabolism.
can't blame the age. I've yo-yoed all my life.
Yeah. It's definitely the munchies because you probably eat later too.
Yeah.
Like you probably ate right before bed.
I really thought you meant that you've been using a yo-yo your entire life.
Oh my God.
Like, that adds up. I don't know why. You look like you have a yo-yo.
I look like a dude who uses a yo-yo.
Yeah.
You
should have one for each arm, get a workout.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's funny.
Just wow. It's what the cool kids are doing these days. I used to be skinny like Elliot.
Wow.
I mean, you weren't. Has like 3% body fat.
When you were born?
You weren't this skinny.
Yeah, no. I've got like... when
I guess you were in the fucking army. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
I was like crazy skinny.
Yeah, I've seen pictures. Yeah. You were skinny.
Yeah. And then I discovered food.
I hope you get fat. That'd be hilarious. You never will. You'll never ever put on a gram. But I would like to see fat Elliot. That'd be very funny.
Yeah.
And you too. I couldn't picture you fat.
Me fat would be great.
Because he's ripped. Ripped. You're skinny ripped.
Mm.
Which I've always known kids like that.
Yeah.
Like you've probably never done a sit up. You've got like an 8-pack. You're the vain. Do you? You work
Ethan
out, do
can
you?
Do pull ups.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, there you go. We'll say you're both then. You're jacked and skinny.
He's 53 kilos.
Yeah, but he's fucking jacked. Like, look at his arms.
His forearms are fucking yoked.
He has to eat now, otherwise he'll go into comatose.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're looking pretty repair. Big too. You're actively... You're genuinely... look at that.
You should see his back muscles.
It's crazy.
Didn't even know that some of those muscles were a thing.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah,
I was doing 20 kilo weight of pull-ups yesterday.
Yeah, nice.
I can't even do a pull-up. Yeah, good. That's great.
That's alley us.
Put those guns away, Elliot. You're destroying the set.
Destroying the cameras. Bloody hell.
Yeah, no, he's pretty jacked. It sucks when he walks around the house.
You should roll again. See if you can...
Yeah, I'd love that. Like, let's do it after this.
I would love to see that. I would put money on the big one.
I'll fight all three of you one after another and it'll be great.
I think you can fight all three of us at once and you might still do okay.
Well, it used to be like pretty unfair because when we were training together, you hadn't been doing it long. Mm-hmm. So I could just kind of rely on my weight yes. and superior strength.
Yeah.
I'm getting close to blue belt, I reckon. I'm getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but I'm getting close.
Dude, I would that would not surprise me if you have your blue belt.
I mean, this is gay and no one probably wants to hear about it, but how do you get... Does sensei come in one day? He's just like,
yeah, literally. You
get a blue belt.
Like, I've been watching you. You've been doing good.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think some dojos have like a fucking.
I thought it was like a grading thing where you do like a. Yeah.
Some dojos have like a test you have to do or something like that. You show off your moves and stuff.
You got to quote as much Joe Rogan stuff as you can.
Exactly.
You get a new belt.
The grading role is fucking grueling though, because you've got to roll the entire gym. Mm.
Oh my god!
No, just one after the other. People just fucking you up.
No.
That's fucked up.
You'll just rock up one day at.
You gotta come. Track. It's such a good time.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, it's
I'm
fair.
I'm not paying to hurt myself.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah,
you're the only person I've ever seen whose forearms are bigger than his upper arms.
Yeah, he's like Popeye.
You got massive forearms, dude.
Nah, he's got skinny other arms.
Dude, that's biceps. Sick.
That's crazy.
I went go-karting the other day. Fucking
Let's
so
show
fun.
Our guts, man.
What a great time.
Hey. Now show us your dick.
Wait, what did go-karting have to do with that?
Yeah, Ethan goes go-karting.
Yeah, he used to.
And that's why he's jacked.
I'm still jacked from go-karting.
Yeah, neither do I.
No, I think it's like
Mitch said something about go-karting.
You develop those muscles early and they kind of stay with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's true at all, but
I don't
anyway.
Know.
I'm pretty sure I'm just fucking back burning. But anyway.
I got nerd, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm useless. Your fingers are good.
You got the shrimp posture like me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, and I just, sit fucked on a couch.
Dude,
for sure,
dude. Sit right back.
I'm probably much taller than... Yeah. I just slouch all the way down or like...
I love sitting in a desk chair with my knees against the desk and like you just kind of just completely fucking...
Yeah, that's C-shaped. Comfortable. I like that too, yeah.
It's great.
That's great. That's got to be bad for you.
30 and all of a sudden you're just like, holy fuck, my back. Like, holy shit.
We're all going to look like elderly Japanese women when we get older.
He doesn't drink, so that'll add a few years.
Yeah.
Not drinking.
The elderly Japanese women.
Oh, that's true.
Still end up.
Oh, I hit the sakis every once in a while.
Probably.
That's fucking years in the rice fields right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll do it to you.
It sounded racist, but it's the truth. Like, Japanese people work in rice fields.
I didn't think that. Speaking of racist.
I'm editing the Shell She Bits thing with Taylor at the moment. And I'm editing like the clip from Eddie last podcast, and then she's like, oh, I didn't want to be part of it. And I'm like, yeah, but look at the footage. It was funny. And then I cut to like Taylor doing the thing and everyone's cracking up.
That's fun.
That should be good.
I couldn't watch the one you sent me. Just
I didn't think you would.
It's just because it's me.
Yeah.
I was like, I knew the parts at the start and the end were funny, like with us. I was like, I don't need to see me sing like a queer.
That's why, if I was going to like...
But definitely use it. You can use it. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not going to use you doing the guitar.
You can post it. I don't care.
I was like, nah. He's going to hate that.
No, I genuinely don't care. You can use it however you want.
All right, cool.
You can have it up. I just don't want to watch it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, you can. I promise you can use it.
I kind of didn't want to put out... like the whole sets, like out. If people want to do it, I'm like, here's, I sent everyone each their individual thing.
I know
if
what you mean.
You want to put it out, you put it out.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to keep it like, I don't know, a bit of a teaser.
So people will come and see the show.
You're doing another one, right?
Yeah.
Is it in like 2 or 3 weeks?
It's probably 8th of November, I think.
Yeah, so about 3 weeks. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to have this done in time, but I had an idea of what I could do that would, I have two ideas, but I have a double neck flying V guitar. Like, it's a crazy.
Oh, really?
So it would be like, if it's a similar vibe where people just kind of do like weird, like, you know, talents, it'd be pretty crazy if I came up, got like a fan, so it's like blowing my hair and I just fucking shred on a double.
Take your shirt off.
That would be pretty crazy. Yeah. But I have to learn like something like good.
Yeah.
And I'm not really that, I'm not the best at guitar anymore. If I go really hard for like weeks, I would be able to
Here's
nail something.
You could do to spice
weeks.
It up.
Yeah, that's so. I'm trying to think what I could do, or I was kind of trying to cheat and be like, "What's something that looks hard to the layman?"
Darkness. Any songs doesn't. By the Darkness?
Oh, there. That's easy.
Exactly.
It's like
but
chords.
They sound fucking.
Yeah,
great.
No, that's true. I could do like I Believe in a Thing Called Love or something,
dude.
And do a solo.
There's this band in.
Hey, that's pretty funny.
There's this band in.
Oh wait, I'm on the panel for the next one.
Oh yeah, true.
But we
can
still do
get
it
up
together
at the end.
Yeah, okay, we can do something.
Katie got
up
on the last one. She was on the panel. Doesn't matter.
Did she?
Mm.
You've already talked about this, and we don't have to use this. But The winner was very funny because I wasn't there, but I know what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious that the crowd was like, that's what we pick.
The lady who showed us her butthole.
I mean, what were the other options? A kid wearing a cardboard box and a guy playing a guitar. It's like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yes. No, I didn't. We didn't even get to the butthole bit. It started and I heard Mad World and saw someone doing a dance and I was like, we're going.
You left?
That was the best part.
We went and played Mario Kart at home and it was a great time.
Yeah.
I just thought it was someone doing an interpretive dance and right. straight away I was like, no.
Yeah.
you missed out on seeing a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And no one was upset by that?
No.
Not that anyone should be. Like, I wouldn't be up. Well,
yeah. I was like,
you left.
Yeah, but I didn't know they were getting naked, know. It was just, to me, it was just a dance. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that no one was upset by that.
Did anyone make the joke of show us your bits?
Yeah, come on, guys.
That's fun. Like,
yeah, actually, no, I'm very upset I'd missed this. What the fuck did you guys say after that?
Oh, we had nothing. We were just like, oh my God.
Nah, that's funny.
The fuck.
Because she was really, like, kind of intimidating, too. Because she was very, like...
Because it's nuts.
Yeah, she was very, like...
It's serious.
She didn't smile.
Yeah. She did it in a serious fashion.
She kicked her dog in the head.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was the whole thing.
Shot her for that. That's crazy.
It was crazy.
Animal cruelty and nudity?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yes.
It was funny because at the end she was trying to do, like, a headstand. And then
and
the leash was kind of like caught on her leg, and so she's trying to like lift her leg.
She's choking the dog.
Getting it stuck on the dog. It's like this.
I just had an image of the dog having to watch her practice that at home. Being tortured.
Yeah. It's a therapy dog, and now it needs therapy. It's
definitely.
Like it's the whole thing.
100%. But no, good times.
So your guys' bits were great. Like your Birthday Boy would have been a fine fucking song to do.
I didn't realize everyone was going to try and be funny. That was my only concern. Mm. I was like, I don't want to be the only not funny one.
We planned out like a whole bit about you coming to a comedy show and doing a sad song.
I'm also sorry that I fucked that as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to do something incredibly not funny as well.
I wasn't thinking that meta at the time.
Yeah,
I was just worried about bombing.
I know. I was like, trust me, dude. You're like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Well, I should have, because it was a shorter song, I should have just done it. Maybe I can do it the second time or you can make fun of me then.
Nah, I reckon
we'll do the. You want to do
that? Yeah. And I'll wide leather pants.
There's no way you can sing, Mitch.
No, not at all.
But that's the funny part.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
I can hold a tune.
Yeah. That's all I can do. I can't sing, as you heard. You very funny line when you immediately got me for the American accent, which again, I didn't try to do that. But
I didn't
it's
even
a
mean
that
it
happened.
As an insult.
No,
I was just like,
funny, so funny. And that straight away, I was like, fuck, I did do that. Yeah. Really funny. I love that so much.
Yeah.
And the comedy robot Elliot, is he making a return?
I'm writing a full hour. That's gonna be one of the best things you've ever seen.
I reckon you like should properly fucking build a costume for that.
Absolutely not.
No, it's thought it was funnier that it.
Yeah, it's
funny. There's no work.
Yeah,
because he like wrote the bits out, like put work into the bits essentially. Like I was laughing at home when he was telling me, and I was like, "This is gonna be funny."
Yeah,
they did not agree.
They took it too seriously. It was like I really thought they'd laugh at how dumb it was.
You shouldn't have went after me. That was probably I made it. See, I made it lame. It
was
my fault.
I was laughing at how dumb it was because all the comics were because they understood the joke.
A lady who used to babysit me was in the crowd. I didn't know that. She came to me after. I used to babysit when you were 3 or 4, and I had to be like, look at me now. You know, like
she's like, I remember that routine from then.
Yeah. So stupid. What a bad idea. But no, thanks for having me guys on the show. Really fun.
It was great. Yeah.
So it was fine.
And the interview afterwards where you roasted Mitch, that was funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You gotta.
And then I stupidly asked you to like write another roast joke. Like after you just like, what the fuck?
Go.
I'm like, well, you're a robot. You're supposed to just spit them out.
You got a one-liner. I'm going to need 2 lines for Mitch.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I hate that you just did the voice.
Yeah.
You also, as you started off strong voice-wise, and then as you were losing steam.
Yeah, not steam, voice. Just confidence in the bit, just like they are not laughing.
And then the squeals as well.
the voice slowly faded. Hell that was did. Partly me as well. I was dying up there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't expect it to bomb.
No, me neither. I thought it'd do a lot better than it did, and it didn't. And then just each time I got like no laughs, I was like, oh, this is fucking
and then
so embarrassing.
You're
so grim.
Suffering.
Yeah.
So bad.
You have to keep going. You can't just bail out.
And then I laughed even harder because they loved Adam.
Oh.
And I was just like, what the fuck is Adam? Just being Mr. Bean or something. And he was killing. And I was just like, what is going
killing
on?
Killing harder than he's ever killed before. Like,
he should do every set like that.
And then I asked, afterwards I was like, how do you know you can do that? Like, it's not a talent, but how did you know you could do that? And he's like, I've been able to do that my whole life. And I was like, what the fuck?
I think you're dyslexic, cunt. Like, what the fuck was that?
But I could see him because they would ask him...
What was the actual...
I don't know how to explain it, but like there was a rule. Like,
he replaced certain letters with B's.
Vowels with B's.
Because he was doing like crowd work.
Yeah.
And you could see him do the math of trying to say it as you were saying it, which was very interesting
to
watch.
That is really impressive.
But he was... Yeah. He dominated. And I was like, what the fuck?
It was great.
It was great. He should have won.
Yeah, that is a much cooler
talent. Was him against... the chick.
Yeah. And he would have been livid.
But he was being a dick about it. But it was by audience round of applause. And the game was like, there's two boxes. The winner, whoever gets the most round of applause, gets to pick which box they want. They get to look inside. And then the loser can either steal their box or take the other box.
Oh, it's like carrot in a box.
Yeah, exactly. Adam was being a dick and saying shit like, well, I've already seen your box and I don't want what's inside your box.
And just like, bombing with that. Yeah, he should have done it with the voice.
If he'd have done it with the voice, it would have killed.
Yeah.
It was getting really awkward, so I was just like, fuck it, here's your box. That's the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
But it'd be very funny if Adam like developed that skill after being electrocuted. <He's>
like, That's funny.
I mean, it's you were just doing an impression, but that was essentially what he did.
Oh man, we had a ball. I had a great time at the crowd work show.
Yeah,
Mitch talk about that.
Mitch is insane, but
I heard
were
Luke.
Were
did
you
not
on Mitch? Wait, what was?
Yeah, he was sec. He was. One of the few that did well. second last, sorry. Because you switched.
What did you ask him by the end? Because like I heard there wasn't a huge amount of people there. So after a while, you can't just ask like, what do you do for work?
No, because it was crowd work and suggestions.
Oh,
so
right.
Just random suggestions.
Yep, that's fun.
Yeah. But so we did a crowd work show. Hard to do with no crowd. I think we sold 15 tickets. Only 10 of those people turned up. Four of them were two really old people that just wanted to interrupt with puns that the crowd were laughing at.
That's really funny.
And
the Germans.
Two other people were these two drunk hipsters that didn't want to participate but just wanted to also interrupt with what they thought
was
funny.
Is that the one in the back, second row?
Yeah.
You can't not want to participate and interrupt.
Well, I did explain it up top. Like, I really tried to fucking make sure. And I was just taking hits. I let them be fucking funny and, like, just took all the bullshit up front and was just trying to set up this show. And I still think, like, there was the back row of, like, ladies got it.
Mm.
And, like, the two dudes up the front were great. But everyone else was just weird. And... so I took all the shit, I fucking set the show up, and it was fine at that point, and I was like, we might be able to get something going.
Yeah.
And then old Brad Bishop immediately gets up, and I think... So
enemy of the podcast, by the way.
Fuck you too, you love me, faggot, was the quote.
So he quoted Mike Tyson. Quoted Mike Tyson to the possible... I think the guy was maybe trans. Said that to that guy after getting interrupted, straight up, went on the attack, and then was just attacking for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think only like the comedians were laughing at him. I was at the back banging my head on the wall.
I got there halfway through his set, and Luke was just standing out the back, just like, I'm so sorry, dude. Like,
just because I was like, well, there's no hope now of like any likability. Because like I hated them too, and I wanted to do the same things, but it's just not what you do, especially if you're first.
Mm.
But anyway.
Yeah, I felt the same last night.
And I had the list, or you can go next. I had the list set up in a way because I knew how this would work. And then immediately everyone changed the list. Not you, you were fine. But so it went Brad, who went on the attack, Joel... Who had a go of not attacking and then attacked.
Yeah.
And then Adam.
He just couldn't help himself.
Also.
Adam immediately went on the attack.
The three horsemen. Of-
So thankfully, then Liam was next.
Yeah.
Went up and just called them all straight white fags. And they love that. And then he just had
crushed.
Him. But so Liam immediately ripped on them.
Yeah.
and then didn't attack, just did an audience suggestion thing, was all very funny, did well. I canned the break. I was like, we're just fucking plowing through this. And then were you for Taylor?
Taylor.
And then Taylor didn't attack because I thought Taylor actually made fun of Brad, which was interesting. He like downed his boy. And then Taylor did good, you did good, Eddie did good. And I like kind of, by then I was like, fuck it. And I just came up and like filled in stuff in between.
Yeah.
It still went well, but I was more annoyed at them. I was just like, why would you guys come?
Why would you buy a ticket to this if you weren't?
And not, whatever.
Yeah.
But there was some, like, there was probably like four or five people that came up and like really had a good time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I was just annoyed with being the person who put on the show.
That guy.
But I wasn't annoyed at the comics or anything.
That guy tried to interrupt me. And
the German?
The guy at the back. The one who was yelling out shit the whole night.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just called him a rapist. And he shut the fuck up.
Well, he did have that vibe.
That's a good way to handle it.
Yeah.
And I also got more annoyed at him because there was one point after I'd got off, because I just took his bullshit, which I probably shouldn't have, but he was standing at the bar and there was no one at the bar just because they were doing tech or something else. And I was like, oh, do you want a drink, man? And he goes, yeah. I was like, I will kill you. Like, not the person to like give attitude to right now, buddy.
Especially in that accent.
Yeah, it's just like, of course I want to drink. It's like, shut up, I hate you. Yeah. But I had to be nice and I have to take that shit from people.
Yeah.
And I won't do it again. But it was fine.
Yeah, I had a great
time.
You're
not
Mitch was dressed
are
for
you doing the show again?
I'm probably going to do it again.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I was dressed in a suit with my
pants. Yeah, Mitch was dressed very well. Mm. I don't think
pants looked like they were parachutes. Brady.
Oh, Brady's got his gear.
He's
coming
filmed.
To delete all the footage of.
I was filming before the show, and
what? Oh, sorry, that I was
skits.
What? Not in here. I hope it was empty.
Filming skits. I went back to my car. There was a fucking big Huntsman on it, like right on the window. And it was one of those situations. It was one of those situations where I was like, I couldn't tell if it was inside my car or outside of it. I was like, if this is inside my car, I'm like, I might have to miss this show because I've got a five on my car now. Like,
I can't grab it with anything.
I used to be really bad. Really, really bad.
I hate spiders.
And then I did heaps of drugs. And was like hallucinating spiders.
Oh
and then
my!
Were just like spiders everywhere all the time, and I was like, I'm just used to spiders now.
Yeah,
I just
that's a good way to get over a phobia.
It's like Dante's Inferno. You got to crawl up the leg of the devil.
I just saw a video of a guy. You know the band Fish?
Mm.
It's like a band where you take a lot of drugs. It's one of those bands.
Just
saw a guy that was clawing his eyes out
because
he took too much acid.
Oh,
it was very bad.
I had friends that used to put acid in their eyes. Like, that's how they
take
it.
Yeah, they would, like, the
under
drop.
Under their eyelids.
Yeah. Oh, like a tab under.
Yeah, they'd stick a tab under their
eyelids. Guy was ripping his eyes out.
Is that acid?
I don't know. Like,
probably bar salts.
Like salts or something.
That's what everyone was saying, but, yeah, it was pretty crazy. And he was, that's just at a wild, fish. People are just trying to, like, enjoy, like, a light show.
And he's just like, nah, don't need these.
Crazy.
Sam Neill, fucking, what was that movie? Event Horizon.
Yeah. I've been,
I want to hear about Stag after this, but
I've been off.
Is that what you're going to talk about? What was yesterday?
No, last night's.
I want to hear about that after this then. Sorry.
Yeah, I've been off weed, so I've been having really vivid dreams.
Dude, I mean that exact same thing.
Hey, me too. It's crazy.
Mine are all nightmares.
Yeah, dude.
They're all bad.
Dude, I had the scariest fucking dream last night.
Let's go.
I wake up going...
Sleep paralysis.
All my dreams are zombie dreams.
Oh my God.
All my dreams.
Okay.
Zombie dreams. I had one about Elliot as well.
Great.
Which is hilarious as well. But this one. So I was stuck in Jerusalem.
That is a scary dream.
At least right now.
Right now?
Yeah. Zombie apocalypse happening, right? So I've just.
So topical.
I'm running, which already is a nightmare for me.
You're still fat in the dream?
Yeah, dude, I'm still fat in the dream. And
Dream bigger.
Yeah,
or smaller.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I get into this apartment and we lock the door and the zombies are just pounding against the door, like sprinting at it, just like, bang, bang, bang. And I'm like, fuck, they're going to get through the door. And there's these two other guys with me. And I'm... So they're pushing through the door. And I'm like, let's hide in the bathroom. So we get into the bathroom. And then there's this old dude and this other fat guy with me. And like the zombies are in the apartment. We can hear them making a fucking ruckus. And then we hear this doing girl like, crying outside the door. And she's like, please... let me in. Oh, let me in.
God.
Please.
How do you
like,
remember the
plot twist? Door. It's a zombie.
They're like, open the door. I was like, you fuck off, cunt. I was like, really angry. I was like, you fucking open that door. I will kill you. I was like, I will fucking end you. He's on the fucking again. Toilets. Dude, I was like, crazy, crazy, dude.
Mm.
And they're like, no, open around. Open the door. Open the door. I'm like, shut the fuck up. They don't know we're in here. And then she just goes, I can smell you through the door. And I went, what? And then she just goes, rah! And I bang, bang, bang. And I turn around and I see this window and I'm like, fuck these cunts. And I jump through the window and then I'm just getting chased all over fucking Jerusalem. I'm like,
how'd you know it was Jerusalem?
Because it was Jerusalem, man.
Just like, a sign that says Jerusalem.
Look, you know you're in Jerusalem when you're in Jerusalem.
I don't know what Jerusalem looks like.
I don't know what to say, man. I woke up in like a cold sweat and had to go to the toilet and vomit.
Oh my God.
Like, it was crazy, dude. It was the scariest dream I've ever happened in my life. Just that, the sound where she's crying and then she's like, I can smell you through the door. And then just starts fucking, oh man. It's giving me sweats thinking about it.
I keep having the thing where I wake up, it's a scary dream. I'm relieved and like very happy that I'm out of it, and then I'm like, oh, thank God, it's the real world.
Mm.
But then I go immediately back into it.
That's
and
what
I'm,
happened.
I close
to me,
my eyes,
dude.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm straight back to this.
That's what happened to me. I went back to bed after like vomiting, and I was like, God, I hope I don't fall back into it.
Do you two sleep on your back?
No, I have to sleep on my belly with my face like this. Same. Otherwise, I'll suffocate to death.
Mm. Not, I don't die, but
you're both on face down then.
Yeah.
Because apparently, like, if you change positions, it can like help. Not go back into the same dream.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's
didn't help me.
If you go back to exactly how you were laying and everything, it's just like your brain's just like, oh, we're back in.
My girlfriend's got a picture of me. Sometimes I listen to music to go to sleep.
Yeah,
but I literally listen to like death metal because it's I can just it's
weird. Like it's white noise for you.
It's like white noise, and it's like going really fast or something, but it's like calming. It's just weird.
I walk past your room. There's never not audio playing. There's never silence.
No, I can't go. Like, it's I usually watch like someone game or a podcast or something, but sometimes I listen to music and she's got a picture of me. I'm literally like this
like a vampire
on my back and there's just music flare, like death metal
and
blare,
you're like dead
and
asleep.
I'm so asleep. It's crazy. And that's like the deepest I'll sleep.
Yeah.
But have you had any weird dreams and shit?
Yeah, I've been having lots of weird dreams, but I just
yeah, I don't remember. I don't know how you're like remember. Straight away I don't
not
remember.
I don't remember.
Them.
I just they're not what are we doing?
I'll remember them. I'll remember them if they're traumatic. If I've got PTSD when I wake up. Yeah. Dude, the one I had about you.
Oh, I can't wait.
We were driving, right, and we're getting chased by these people in a car.
Again,
like drug
again.
Dealers.
Chased.
Yeah, getting chased. It's always getting chased. And Elliot was driving.
Mitch's deepest fear is cardio.
We're trying to get away, and Elliot was just taking wrong turns. And I woke up, I was like, that checks out.
That's fine. Yep.
Hey, he's a good driver. Elliot's a good driver.
I'm all right.
Elliot's a good driver. No, I don't know why I didn't go along with that bit. I'm so sorry.
No, it's good. No,
it's good.
It was just Elliot
taking
wrong
turns. I hate
myself. Thanks, Luke. Me getting really upset. I'm trying to load a shotgun, and I was doing it wrong as well.
Yep.
I was like, just trying to load this shotgun, and Elliot's like, oh, fuck, we've turned the wrong way. I was like, Elliot, we're getting chased by drug dealers. They're going to fucking murder us. He's like, sorry.
Like, so funny. It's just funny. I would watch that movie. Just you two. That's a good movie.
James was there too. James was in the passenger seat. I was in the back seat loading the shotgun. Elliot was driving.
I'm now out of the movie.
Yeah.
I had a very weird dream last night that we're all like the comedy scene collective in Newcastle was all trying to get into a nightclub and we figured out that like the stamps were just like someone had written in pen like on their hands, so we're all like fucking writing stuff on our hands, which I'm like, that's a fucking metaphor for some shit, like
for all the wieners that still write their bits on
their hands.
And
then we get into the club and then all I remember was like James Connors was just like eyes super wide, just like, I think I'm a bit too fucked up, man. That was like
I've seen that before.
That was one dream. And then another dream was I was doing like comedy in a classroom for some reason to all these adults. And like one of them looked like Hitler and he stood up and was like trying to heckle me. So I smashed him with the mic stand. I was like, what the fuck?
I had a potentially funny thought. Not too long ago, Nat, my girlfriend, woke up all scared and like panicked. She's like, oh, I had a bad dream. I was like, yeah. Oh, what is it? She's like, oh, you broke up with me. And like I kind of laughed and then like we went back to bed. It was all fine. And then like I woke up from a bad dream all scared. She's like, what happened? I was like, I was molested by a clown. But like it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like,
you dumped me.
It's like, no, it was very, I don't want to tell you how bad it was. It was such a bad dream.
That's funny. Write that down. That's really funny.
It was so bad. Before I forget, I got to tell you guys these two stories. These are, one of them kind of makes me look like a dick, but they're both very funny. I told you those. Mm-hmm. Last Saturday I was leaving the club and like I was the last comic and I did like crowd work and like went okay. So I was like, you know, the adrenaline's high, brain's going. Mm. Immediately went to my car, go to drive home. And I didn't even notice. There was this young couple, didn't even notice them. So I'm in a little brainer, like little wiener car. But I don't care about cars at all. And I've got my window down. And I might have had music on, but I don't think I did. And I'm driving. And I guess they're a little bit drunk. And the dude just goes, nice car, buddy. And I laughed immediately. And I didn't even get a look at them. I just saw two figures. And I was like, with it, it just came out. I don't know why I said this. But I just go, nice girlfriend, buddy. Didn't see her. She could have been lovely.
Yeah.
They both got super angry and charged at the car. They were like, oh! And I'd like speed away. And I was just like, what the fuck? It was so bad.
That is the best fucking call, dude. You won.
Well, I felt like a dick because I was like, there was no need for me to escalate.
You won.
But he came at me.
They started throwing rocks. You fucking parried it.
But then, so this week, I did this on Tuesday. And this is much nicer. This is nice. Well, kind of. So I was at work, kebabs, making kebab shop, and these two very nerdy couple, probably about my age, come in. Like they're both wearing like anime shirts and they're a bit weird looking.
Yeah.
And they come in and just the dude orders and he gets a kebab with the homemade chili sauce, which is very, very hot. It's got like every chili in it. Mm. It's for like the brown people. It's not for the whites. So usually when the whites order it, I warn them and say like, dude, I can't even go near this stuff when they're making it. Like, do you actually like hot stuff? And he's like, yeah, man. So I don't know why I did this, but as I'm giving him this warning, I'm looking at these two weird looking nerds and I'm like, do you usually like hot stuff? And I cut myself off and I was like, oh, you probably do. Look at your girlfriend. And she lit up. She loved this. She thought it was, that's the best compliment she's ever got. Yeah. And she's like, oh, you. She was so ugly. It was just, I just for some reason decided to say that. And they were like skipped away. They fucking,
that's great.
They were so happy.
I'm so glad they didn't think you were being sarcastic.
Well, see, they loved it and it was a good vibe. But I had this thing, I was like, we have to all know I'm lying. Like, there's this weird thing where we all know what's going on.
Yeah.
But they had a good time. They loved it. But I was like, why did I do that? I've been a dick lately to people. No reason. What happened with you yesterday? I want to hear.
Oh, it was not that bad. I just had to open after, you know, Friday crowds. Just like, ugh.
Hit or miss.
No,
that's what I mean. Like, it's either hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I don't know if I hit or miss my set. It was like 50-50. It was like, eh.
Did you do good?
I did good. Ethan did good. He was just opening and it's just a little bit like scattered. Like, oh, you're not scattered, but you're just like, it's just like they were up and down, this crowd. They were not committing to anything.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
It's good. You beat yourself up for no reason.
By the time
Benny
got on, he was fucking crushing.
Ben McLennan crushed.
Yeah. Well, they were obviously a racist crowd and wanted to hear about it.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
There's a whole bunch of no voters in that crowd last night.
It was fine. Like, you can... MC did his job. Like, it's, you can blame the MC, you can blame the crowd, but at the end of the fucking day, it's like, if you can't fucking fix that problem yourself, then
it just
who
means
cares?
They didn't love you. Like, they don't love you, and that's not a bad, it just means like, because I'm sure you got some laughs, you didn't get silence for fucking 7 minutes.
You didn't do bad.
So it means 40% of the crowd are just like,
every time I have like a bad set, I'm just like, what could I have done better? Like, what can I do to do better next time?
I usually go one step further, I'm like, I wish I wasn't me. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
You wore a bright shirt for the first time, which was interesting. That was usually your darker colors, and
maybe that was
it like tie-dye.
Similar.
Nah, it's like this weird like 70s shirt with like, I don't know, my girlfriend bought it for
me. He had a singlet the other week and I was terrified. He looked like a fucking axe murderer. It was crazy.
The bit was like that I could go zero to Bogan really quick if I have to.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you either have like a suit jacket on or you look like a meth head. Yeah. That's usually, yeah. I mean, I'm the side dress.
Oh,
like
that dude
shit
last night was
time.
Doing like meth head bits, talking about being a meth head.
Oh, that's
skinny and
that
stuff.
Guy.
Yeah.
The we were talking about Danny Giles was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing.
He's the inspiring one.
He wasn't the meth head guy that you're thinking of.
Oh, sorry. There's more than one.
Meth's getting comedy. Australia.
There's a few. If I'm skinny, I'm doing meth jokes.
Yeah. Having bits. He was doing that bit about his dog being named the N-word, which I was
holy shit. Like, he didn't say it.
He fucking got close. I'll say that much.
Woo!
He should have said it.
That'll get you.
If you're going to dance around it that much, just fucking say it. But all
right.
He did ask.
Sarah the Bergen, real quick.
Yeah.
Well,
new book.
You want to hear what my nan used to call Brazil nuts?
Oh god.
Oh no. God, I do, but you don't have to say it. But I really want to know.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, actually, not what she used to. She still does.
Bleep it. I'm laughing so hard.
This is always Brazil a good nuts. Time. Can you pass me the yeah? Sure, nan. Here you go.
She didn't. No one even liked Brazil nuts at the house. She just bought them so she could do that.
Did a bit. That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, very funny.
That's crazy.
But Danny asked the crowd, like, "Is anyone in here racist?" And I was like, "Oh, I so want to say yes right now." Like, I'm sitting up the back.
I bet you, if he does that bit, that's someone would every once in a while, even if it's a joke.
Maybe.
He's got to get people
has
to
something
say yes.
for it. Like, God forbid if you don't.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty funny if he doesn't have anything.
Because I was like, oh, you're going to get yourself into a sticky situation.
He makes everyone applaud that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I just really wanted to say, yeah, I am. And he'd be like, why? And be like, oh, because I voted no. Just really, really fucking make it awkward.
I don't, I hate when comedians get involved in crowd work. That annoys me.
Yep, no, I agree.
You're not allowed.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
isn't for you.
Yep, you've had your go.
And I've had that with, like, I'm sitting up the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And the person I'm sitting next to says, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
What's he going to talk? What do you do? Yeah. Oh, I was on before you.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I completely agree.
You're not involved.
Unless it's one of those type of shows specifically.
Unless there's no one like, there and it's, like, mainly comics or some shit. But no, it's 70 people in the room. Let one of these cunts talk.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is why I didn't yell out.
No, see, I knew you did. Shut I knew it. I know you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Sorry, thank I'm seeing much. If I had anything written down here that I can bring up.
Mm.
I had a bit of... I did a bit on Tuesday about Jared that bombed. About him being a communist.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like that. They weren't fans.
I asked him if I could have his shoes. Because he's a communist. I'm like, we share everything, don't we? And he was like, you're not having my shoes. I'm like, well, dedication to the cause, Jared. What the fuck are you doing?
No. Just wants to post that he's at a rally.
Yeah.
Like most people.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to Palestine rally?
God, no, he doesn't leave his house. Why would he go to Palestine?
Communists. No good.
Man.
No good.
Are they terrorists, not communists? Hey.
Yeah, they are.
Jokes.
They are. When you start
Hamas. I don't know anything.
Cutting heads off babies.
There's heads getting cut off everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we cut dicks off, don't we?
Just the tip.
Who here is... Are we all uncirked?
Yeah, I'm uncirked. Yep.
Wait.
Cut boy.
What am I? What I'm uncirked. I had to think. For a second.
Yeah. What do you
Wait, you're
the Jew over in the corner.
No, I had to remember what I am.
Strong family heritage there. They're like, we're sticking to this.
We will get to a point one day when we're allowed to all just whip them out and have a look. Because I would like to see what they all look like right now. Because I bet they all look very different.
They do.
Yeah. But we still, we could never. Because I would feel weird. We would all feel weird. One day we'll get to that point in society.
Yeah.
We might not be alive.
Until someone just kisses it without consent, you're like...
That's what, isn't that what like... Priests do?
Yeah.
No, the rabbis that do the they suck the penis.
They suck the schmeckle.
Mm. Yeah, after the circumcision to suck the blood out.
It was to get sand
out. It was to get sand out. Yeah. That's a good excuse.
It's for the sand.
Yeah. The sand's also in the baby's asshole. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
chill.
We can't end here. There's got to be something else.
What time are we at? Oh, no. We've got ages.
Yeah, we've still got another
15 minutes.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Hell. I was doing some good riffing on Tuesday. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I put that up on, yeah. on the internet. I was like, oh, fuck it.
You're getting some...
Oh, was that what that views? That wasn't a bit? That was just the because that was the girlfriend thing, right? Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I was just talking shit. But
you just calling your girlfriend old. Sure, well, she loved that bit.
She did.
Wait. Is she older than you?
Yeah, she's 33.
So she's like 50 then.
I'm about to. Because you're like 40. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I like them old.
How long do you have in kids?
She'll be barren soon.
She wants to try very soon.
No, everyone just ignored that.
Hectic. She wants to try like next year.
Oh, dude. My God.
When Shaz hears this.
Which she will, because she probably listens like a psycho. Yeah. Stop listening, Shaz. Go live your life.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's been over for like a year.
I miss you, Shaz. Your photos were great.
I love those low-angle photos with all my chins.
No, there was some good... I'm staying out of this. Wow. So it's going to be... You, Adam, Uncle Adam,
Uncle Adam, and a little Mang baby. Fiend.
Oh, how did he go?
He's going right now.
Still,
yep. Yeah, well, he started yesterday and he's going until Sunday.
Oh, is this the... I know what this is.
Yeah, he's having a big weekend.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I mean, he's mixing it up.
Yes.
Something he doesn't usually do.
Very brave.
Wait, is he just doing it? He's not going anywhere?
The combination that he's using, I'm like, fuck, dude. He told me, and I was like...
I heard from him.
Yeah, I was like, if you die, can I have your guitar?
Does he even have a good guitar?
Yeah, he's got a few.
Oh, okay. I've only seen like one. Yeah, yeah.
He used to be in a band.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember. I remember he's got some gear.
Yeah.
This weekend, he's on the gear.
Mm. He's a very good singer. I've heard some of his...
What the fuck? Shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've never... I could picture him being good at an instrument, but he's a good singer?
He's a good singer, and like his voice changes so much. Like, it's got more... positivity in it, if you know what I mean.
Well, I mean,
like,
that's not
he
hard.
He seems like a normal person.
When he's, yeah.
It's like, why don't you talk like that usually instead of being like...
He's very... Because I listen to a lot of like Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
He's the Australian Carl Pilkington. Because he just walks in a room, he's like, all right. That's Adam. He's the same dude.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would love to... I'm going to make him sing. He won't. Yeah. He fucking won't.
He should do it on the show she bits.
Yeah, he should, because he would win.
Yeah.
Oh, instead of being
my favorite part about Adam is very funny. Is that he does? He makes references to things that are very vague.
Yeah,
and then he's like, and then he looks down upon people if they don't get it. And it's like, no, you didn't explain it well enough. Like, why are you feeling superior?
Well, he had that bit for ages about
the lady from the 80s who
got murdered by the butcher.
And fed her husband.
Yeah.
Oh, was that what the? See, I know that story. That's not how he explained it. Nah. I know that story. But isn't that
talking about the different one, the one who lost a foot?
Nah, because he had the butcher bit.
Yeah,
the butcher
bit. And it just, because it was like, the bit was funny, like, regardless of how he got there. But every time people would just be like, what is he talking about? They would never know the reference. Was it that, the lady that's last name is Knight? Is that her?
Yeah, Caitlin or K something.
And she's from like,
Northern Beaches somewhere.
Oh, see, I'm thinking of a different one. There you go.
I might be wrong there, but
we don't have too many serial killers.
There was a woman who ripped off a bunch of her family members in a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, you're talking about the other one. That's not the butcher one.
No, I know.
All right,
but I'm making reference to one of his.
This is why these jokes don't work, Adam. Everyone's confused. What the fuck?
But he had another joke that no one understood who he was talking about, and the last time he delivered the joke, it bombed. So then he explained who the person was.
He's going to be pissed about
it. And then he was like, and that's why that joke's funny. And it worked. The crowd laughed. They suddenly got the joke and it was hilarious. But I was like, you can't do that with jokes though.
I've been listening to this book about Chopper Reed. It's very good.
Mm. Which one?
I've got it on my phone. Yeah. It only recently came out.
Oh, okay. So it's an unofficial.
Yeah, it's an unofficial one.
I read his books as a kid.
I've been watching... Because you know how Eric Banner played him? Mm-hmm. And obviously that movie is very good.
Yeah, great.
I've been watching the tapes that Eric Banner had on him. So it's just Chopper sitting there drinking and smoking, and he just goes for like an hour and a half. And he's
that
nuts.
One how he's like
When's
the movie coming out? When's the movie coming out? And he's like, oh no, it'll take like fucking. I don't know if I'm going to be alive in that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That guy's crazy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He might be our number one. Oh, he's not even a serial. I guess he's a serial killer.
He's like number one. He's like.
He's our most famous one because he's like funny and
he's like a modern day Ned Kelly almost.
Yeah, I don't get why people like Ned Kelly. Ned Kelly's retarded.
Ned Kelly was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Why is there a comedian that's.
Yeah, murdered
Chopper?
A family of four.
There's no. Why is there a comedian that's. Not a serial killer.
Father of four.
Like, there's that comedian Chopper, and he dresses up as...
Keith Franklin's Chopper. Yeah. He's been around for ages on the Footy Show and that
he's
kind of stuff.
He's been here, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know who Chopper Reed is?
Yeah, I know. But the character's great. The comedy character's great.
Chopper's talked about him.
Is there a Charles Manson comedian?
No.
Like, it's crazy you can just be...
Chopper was talking about it. He's like,
not that he's not funny.
No, of course,
it's just it's an odd... It's weird. It's sorry, sketch, what does Chopper say?
Yeah, Chopper was like, oh, I gave him permission to do the TV show, like the sketch show.
That's terrifying.
And he's like, yeah, it was all good. He's like, oh, I won't make any money from it. He goes, it's kind of funny.
He's not allowed to get money
from
it.
And then he's touring Australia pretending to be me.
Yeah.
He's like, it was just all of a sudden.
He's probably made more money than Chopper made from any of the books or the movies. Yeah. Because Chopper, he wouldn't be allowed to make, like, he's allowed to sell off his rights, but he's not allowed to make money from any of that, like the stories or anything.
Mm. Yeah. His books are pretty wild.
I would, I should actually. I'll read that next. Well, listen to it.
He's got photos of his murders.
Oh, my God.
In the book. Like the dude in the movie where he shoots.
Yeah.
He's got that in the book. So you just like, I remember
that's
reading
it. Like in black and white or something.
Yeah. It's just like, oh yeah, this is what happened. He's like, apparently the guy, he was selling him a pistol.
Yeah.
And
the pistol,
jammed.
Yeah. No, it didn't even jam. You had to cock the pistol before it had fire.
It's like old school.
Yeah. So he's handed it to him but didn't explain how the pistol worked. And old man's just tried to shoot him. And he's standing there like, click, 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 click. And Chopper's like, what are you doing? He's like,
what are you doing, mate?
Doesn't work. And Chopper's just like, pulls out a sawn-off rifle
shoots him in the eyeball. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then tells the police.
Yeah, he's...
I shot him. And the police are like, fuck off, idiot. Like, righto. And then 2 days later, like, oh, yeah, he actually did it. Like, they get the lab results back.
He like, is very... Like, it's crazy how funny he is as a person. It's insane.
Yeah. And he got away with it.
With that one?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a legit...
How does that... How? How's that work?
So it was self-defense.
But he murdered the dude.
No, he didn't. The guy was trying to shoot him, but it did come out later that it was a hit and Chopper just said he was trying to shoot him.
Yeah, okay. That makes
sense. That's Backburn and Mitch, non-verified facts, something I overheard and it's a memory.
Chopper's going to come kill you.
Yeah.
He's very dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very dead.
He's coming back from the grave to haunt Mitch in his dreams.
Yeah.
He's going to be a zombie in Jerusalem.
Chasing me through bathrooms.
Yeah, I'm. It's weird that I like all that shit. Like, all the music I listen to is about murder. Yeah. I like listening to, like, I love murder podcasts. Not the shitty ones where it's like two girls doing makeup, but like, just actual. Yeah. I just want to hear the facts. I just want to hear how they did it. I can't really look at that stuff. Like that stuff fucking freaks me out.
Kills your bone.
Grosses
me
out. The
voice is good.
Yeah, it's crazy hearing. Like what they were thinking and what they were doing. It's weird that I like that. It's very strange. I think the same when I like listen, it's weird that, because Elliot on the way here was listening to rap and he was, he was getting all pumped up and getting a good vibe in.
Not at all what happened, but keep going.
But you were listening to rap and you weren't getting pumped up, but you were like having a good vibe.
Sure, yep.
And it was rap and it does nothing. It like hits me and like bounces off and I just don't understand it. I'm like an old white dude in that way.
Yeah, you're too white.
Too white. But then like white.
Unlike Elliot Stewart over here is blaringly black.
Listening
to
just put on.
Is this the age difference?
Yeah.
I'm 28. Like I'm not that fucking.
How old are you, Elliot?
23.
It's not that crazy.
It's a decade older.
Yeah.
Half a decade, buddy.
It's enough.
Just to point out, you've got a white hair. I've noticed.
I know. Yeah. How much? Also, how shitty is my beard in general? I'm just seeing how long I can grow.
I like it.
No, it's so like look. It's so
your beard is exactly the opposite of mine. I can only grow to there, but I can't grow any on my chin. You can only grow it on your chin.
Mine sucks so bad.
If we combined like Power Rangers, do you want a doc later?
Dragon Ball Z. Let's fuse.
Yeah.
But like, I like
how you're saying your beard's shit when I've got whatever this is going on.
Yeah. And then he can't grow a beard.
No, I shaved yesterday.
Yeah. It's coming in.
Yep.
He's looking handsome.
Thank
like,
you.
This is... I go to sleep to this.
Yeah.
And just be like...
Is that Dragon Force?
No. That makes... That makes Infant Annihilator.
That's funny.
Way off.
It's just like...
Is someone actually playing that on the drums, like double kicks?
So it is, and then they use computers to speed it up. They're like, they would never play live.
Yeah.
But you should, like, the vocalist is completely real. It's not computer, and it just sounds like the pits of hell. And I just don't understand. Why is my brain tuned to be like, that is good? And that's like, some people only can listen to like Jack Johnson sing about Taylor or whatever the fuck. It's very weird. I've always tried to make it funny, but you never can, because people, as soon as I start talking about death metal, they're like, this guy's a
fucking loser. Wait until you get into your 30s and you just don't give a fuck anymore.
No, I already do. I can't listen to any new music. I listen to like 10 bands.
Yeah.
It's all the same. Even like new metal albums come out and I'm like,
yeah. No, like I don't listen to music anymore. It's
I don't think I'll be like that.
I thought so when I...
You really?
Okay. I used to listen to music every fucking day.
Okay.
Heaps of music. Would never like not have music on, and now I'm just like, yeah, I just don't care.
I'm scared of that.
I'm just like, yeah, that's annoying. I just want to sit in silence.
It's fucked. I wonder.
It's dark.
Well, I'm gonna get in.
You turn the light on. He's like,
I do that. I have to be in the dark house.
No,
I shut all the windows.
It's a problem. Me and Nat are like, what the? Why is it so fucking dark in here?
Because Luke was home.
Ronan does the
same
thing.
He's just smoking in a dark corner.
Yeah.
I'm not even. I'm just sitting and being like, this is nice. And they open the window. I'm literally like a vampire.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Let some air in. Fresh air.
I'm very. Yeah. I go outside every day. But I want my home to be a private dwelling of darkness.
Private rank dwelling.
A rank dwelling.
Just because the smell just stays in there. Like
no, I like a window open, but blinds shut.
All right.
That's my thing. And like, they'll just have the door open. I'm like, what? You just want to get raped? Let's shut the door.
What do you mean? It's not
one door's going to stop them.
And
you
won't
see the person trying to break into your house too.
And we're in such a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I'm still like... No.
How is the new house?
Fantastic.
It's
a great time. Loving it. Big backyard.
Yeah.
Like, walking around's very nice.
Cole Legacy can sleep on your driveway and not have to worry about dying.
No, that someone would... They would, like, call the cops where we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be like, Sajo Bob's here.
A lot of yes posters like out and about. A lot of old people.
What's funny about that? Because I made a stupid joke when we first
moved
in. I voted
yes, just to clarify. I'm just dunking on that.
What a pussy.
Yeah.
We moved to like
you didn't even vote, cunt.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can attack both sides.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't vote.
I made a stupid joke when we moved here because we knew it was a much nicer neighborhood because we were walking around and there was just yes posted everywhere.
Mm.
But then I went back and looked at our old house like a week ago.
Yeah.
There was a yes poster that have been graffitied with no and the F word.
Oh, wow. Yep. Yeah.
And not fuck. And I was just like, thank God I don't live here anymore.
Yeah, it's a crazy spot. Old Jesmond.
Yeah.
It's just, they put a lot of different socioeconomic classes there, and it's just a melting pot for like...
Pause.
Some people are really... Well, because some people are like... Some people are doing okay, but in a shit house.
Yeah.
And then they're next to someone that's not doing that well in the similar house. And they just can't go... Like, it's... Like, you just hear the craziest shit.
Well, it's wild because, like, only Australian citizens can vote. So it's like, wouldn't that whole suburb be void? Is that fun? Is that crazy?
Yeah. A lot of international students.
Remember when we had the carpet cleaner dude?
Oh, that was crazy.
Do you remember him?
So that's that, yeah.
So...
We were moving. We had a carpet cleaner come in, and
why?
it's a thing of.
Oh no! Just because we had a dog,
you have to
You have to because we wanted to get your bond back.
Yeah.
You got to do it. It wasn't fucked at all.
Yeah,
but it's just
you
something
just have to
do.
Show the receipt. They don't even care if the carpet's clean.
Right. So dude, we're out there. I'm not wearing a shirt. Luke's wearing a hat, and this guy sees us and goes, "Just clean the carpet."
This white
goes,
dude. Mm. We're just
goes,
to clarify.
Fucking man, a lot of foreigners around here. I was like, we're like, what?
Gets worse.
He goes, hey, you know, what did he say about the Chinese?
He goes, he looks straight to me because he's like, oh, this guy's the more racist of the two. And I, because he just said that and we were just like, yeah. Like, we can't. We can't. I'm not going to argue with you.
It was just an observation at that point.
Yeah, we just had to be like,
he's telling the truth at this point.
There was, like, there was a lot of foreigners.
And then he asked me, he goes, is there a lot of Chinese? And I was just like, oh, yeah, I guess. There's a lot of students and stuff. And he goes, yeah, but Chinese are bloody grubby. That was the quote. And I just had to be like,
But this is a man that cleans carpets.
Well, that's what I was coming from. But I still like it sucks to get that put on you. And I don't want to start a thing with this guy.
Yeah,
I just have to be like, yeah, I guess so. Like, it's very...
I mean, the guy's cleaned a lot of Chinese carpets by the sounds of it.
And then he just goes, oh yeah, here's your seat. It's all good. And then he just left, and I just looked at Elliot like, holy fuck,
well, that's insane.
And then I saw the name, and it was like Tchaikovsky, and I'm like, oh, okay, it makes sense.
My little brother used to live with a lot of Chinese people, and they used to just steal his food out of the freezer. He'd just be there.
You would have got along with this guy very well.
Yeah. Hey. Tom's like, yeah, my neighbor's stealing my
food. I don't think we've ever stolen food.
I mean, you wouldn't steal that.
Yeah, you didn't steal, though. You didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
That it was, yeah. You only eat steak, so you assumed it was yours.
Yeah.
So, like, that's
you
not
you only
steal.
Eat steak?
Pretty much. I've eaten a lot of red meat in the last 2 months.
You need to get
on
the Aldi chickens.
Yeah. I do like chicken, but...
Schnitzel, steak.
A lot of eggs.
Eggs.
Me too.
Mince.
Yep.
I'm
eating, like, 5 eggs a day. And
carrot, broccoli. I can name everything he eats. What's the kiwi fruit?
Mainly kiwi
capsicum.
Fruit,
just eats capsicum like an apple, by the way.
Yeah.
You fucking psycho.
Delicious. It's fruity. It's nice.
Did I miss anything? That might be it.
Nah, that's about it. Yeah. That's a good kind of range.
I mean, I eat like a dumpster, but like,
yeah,
at least there's a bit of variety.
You don't branch out, get like yogurt, blueberries.
When you say variety, you mean Hungry Jack's, Macca's, KFC. Like, just, like, you're just jumping around. You can't. It's all it.
I made lasagna last night.
Oh, nice.
And that's after I had fish at a restaurant.
Whoa.
Packet lasagna?
No, I made lasagna.
Yeah, nice.
I can cook about 10 things really well, and that's about it.
I just expected Luke to be like heating up one of those fucking McCain lasagna.
I'm not against that at all. I love a...
How many of those have you eaten in your lifetime?
Heaps, dude. Definitely.
Oh, no.
When I was single, like, heaps.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, I love...
The packet lasagna.
Oh, they're fucking disgusting.
What are you, nuts? They're not disgusting.
Yes, they're disgusting. Lasagna.
That's
what are you
crazy.
Talking about? Compare that
what
to like
you talking about?
A lasagna that you make yourself, like a fucking McCain.
Are you a pretty good cook?
Yeah, I cook all the time.
He is.
He made a breakfast burrito, and I swear to God, it's the best burrito I've ever had in my life.
That's all I do because it's saving money. So I'm like very fucking,
no. That's
and I get the shit so bad when I go out somewhere and I order something and it's worse than what I can make. I'm like, I'm just.
You make fun of me when I get the shit food. Yeah, because I react like a psycho.
Yeah, it's funny, and because you're fat.
We're gonna do it. I would love to. We not a cook off, but I would love to. See, we should cook for each other.
How are you doing your steaks, Elliot?
We should do that.
He can cook a steak. I can't cook a steak as well as him.
What sort of cuts are you cooking?
Man, I don't know. It's a $7 one from Aldi.
Yeah, not like
but
that.
I leave them on the bench and I cover them in salt on both sides and then wait until it's room temperature. Then I just cook it until it's kind of like looking nice on both sides and then I wrap it in foil and a bit of Italian herbs, a bit of garlic salt and I just leave it sit for a while.
Yeah.
5 minutes and I eat it.
Nice.
Yeah, and then he dominates.
Usually while it's sitting, I'll cook eggs and I'll just fucking devour both.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime.
Like he does, yeah, he eats like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
It's only like protein and...
Have you seen Arnie's new documentary?
I haven't watched the... It's three parts.
His new book's pretty good.
Oh. It's three parts.
Seven.
He wrote another book?
Be Useful, it's called. It's great.
Be Useful.
Yep.
I finished watching his fucking documentary. I went and cleaned both the cars. Fucking did my washing. Like,
is he into that shit? I know he's accomplished a lot, but like,
I thought he was fucking the cleaner, not being one.
Hey, let's go.
Oh shit,
let's go.
The governator of pussy.
Yeah, it was good, man.
He's a very interesting man.
Very dude.
And I think he would have been president if the rules were different.
100%.
Yeah.
Like,
I really
doubt.
Yeah.
Dude.
I like how he's like an environmentalist now. That's kind of cool.
He was an environmentalist back then.
True, I guess I didn't. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But he was a Republican, so it was weird. He was a Republican who was like left leaning.
Yes, yes. But then they had all this dirt on him, so he can't really
try to use against.
Well, he can't really fight. Sorry, you go.
Yeah,
like he can't fight back.
I fucked the maid. What are you going to do?
No. Like they.
There was heaps of other
shit.
So
when he was running he was running like 3 days before the vote. They released all these allegations that he'd been groping women.
Yes, there was, yes.
And all of this stuff. And he comes out and he's like, look, some of it was lies. He goes, some of it was lies. But he goes, I definitely behaved inappropriately. Like, he just owned it. He's like, it was the wrong thing to do. He goes, it was like the muscle beach days. He goes, like, it was a different time back then.
Oh my God.
I'm not excusing it. He goes, I'm sorry to anyone I offended, but I can't change
the past. He's a very smart, like, he's a very articulate man.
Yeah. That was crazy that, like, back in the day, you could just be big and muscly and just go down the beach and grope women.
Well,
what the fuck?
Yeah, one of them was like, probably... in an elevator. He was like,
see, that's different.
Like, flirting. Like, he was, like, with her and, like,
yeah.
I think. It was one of those situations where, like, he thought it was on and...
It wasn't on.
Mm. Yeah, he thought he was... a giant fucking buff dude and there's this tiny little woman and she's like, oh, yeah, sweet. And he's like, show me your tits.
And everyone's come up to him and groping him because he's all muscular. He's like, I can do it too. Yeah. It's like, no, you can't, honey. You'll kill them if you grope them.
It was fucking such a great documentary.
Yeah, he's...
If you want to be inspired, watch it.
I watched the first two. I've watched the political part. That's part three, is it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that part yet.
Watch that. Washed both the cars. Went down the beach.
He went to the beach.
No, I actually did. We took the dog down the beach. I went for a swim.
Nice.
Old lady walked past. She saw me grabbed with my shirt tits.
Grab those saggy pancakes.
Yeah. Got back. Tanya's like, I was like, oh, I'll vacuum your car, Tanya. She's like, really? I was like, just take advantage of this motivation that I've got.
So yeah, you've got like 4 hours left before I'm back to anime.
Yeah, that's called quitting weed right there. It's like, because I can't enjoy video games anymore.
I'm still enjoying it. If they go away, I will become a serial killer. Yeah. That's my fucking one thing left. So
I still play video games.
I've been off for ages and that still hasn't gone away yet.
Yeah.
Everything else, though, is... I'm filled with hate and I don't enjoy anything else.
I was playing the fuck out of Starfield and then I started playing it sober and I was like, this game sucks.
Did you finish Baldur's?
No.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm playing it with a friend.
Well, I would finish. It's so good. Yeah. The end's incredible.
It's great.
The Act 3 is so good.
All right. Well, that's the podcast, guys.
Thanks, gang. Love
thanks
you all.
Thanks so much, guys, for coming on.
You can see Ellie and I at the club pretty much any week. Always a pleasure to be here. Love you, boys.
Yep, check us out. Show us your bits. You said 8th.
Yeah, we'll probably be there. I'll definitely be there.
Come down and show us your talents. We want talented people.
Keep your clothes on.
Can do weird shit. Take your clothes. We don't care. We should do a warning on the next one, though, that there may be nudity involved.
Selling the show as you might see a butthole.
Yeah.
Just ask everyone what they're doing before.
we knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Yeah. I thought you didn't know.
No,
I knew. Yeah, it's fair.
Show us your bits. 8th of November.
Yep,
I think so.
Yeah, 8th of November. We've got No Holds Barred. 18th of November.
Yep.
You two are on that.
Am I hosting?
I'm hosting.
I'm just on.
You're just
on. Yeah, cool. Just checking.
Elliot Stewart, Luke Dillon will be on that one. I can't wait for you to fucking let loose on that one, especially Elliot.
Yeah, I don't know if we have any dirty material.
No, you don't need dirty material.
You have to write something.
It's just like, no, it's literally like you just do whatever the fuck you want.
What day is this?
18th of November.
Great.
Yeah.
You've double booked, haven't you?
No, he's just...
He's like, yeah, sweet.
Should be right.
I'll be there.
And what else have we got coming up?
I got a gay gig.
Doing the gay thing.
Yeah, which you shouldn't be allowed to do.
I know, I'm barely gay enough.
You've given one hand job.
Yeah, and you won't shut up about it.
And now you're on all these gigs.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, when's that?
End of the month, I think. I don't know. I should look it up.
Where?
I don't know.
It's a good plug.
But I'm getting paid.
There was an autistic gig? There was like a neurodiverse.
Yeah, you should have done that.
I should have, but they wanted me to fill out a form.
And is that the one thing I posted in the group chat? Yeah.
What was the form? To say you're retarded.
Yeah.
Surely if you're retarded enough, you could be like, I can't fill out the form.
Yeah, it's ableist making me fill out a form.
I love the word neurodivergent.
Yeah.
I'm ending on that.
Yeah. Have you got another crowd work show coming up?
Yeah, it's probably... it's probably the week after yours, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But you don't have a date yet?
15th.
I just haven't talked to them about it, but they'll be where they're still doing Weird Wednesday. So I'm assuming we're hosting the roast again too.
Perfect.
So yeah, yeah. So it'll be roast, yours, mine. I'm assuming again.
Yep. And Elliot, what? Anything to plug?
No, not really. I got a new solo show coming out in December. Something to look forward to.
Oh,
and,
big news!
Yeah, dude. Just in the pipeline. And yeah, just keep an eye out. Follow me on Instagram, ElliotStewart9. Should be great. Thank you for having us, boys. Should be great.
No,
yeah.
It is very funny.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it suggests.
The 9th.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So check us out on Patreon as well. You can watch.
Can you
all
stop
of our
plugging
shows.
And end the fucking show?
You can watch all of our shows.
Oh, we're done
on
here.
Patreon.
We're done. Good night.
You can watch me sing on Patreon. I suck.
Mwah. Love you.